Foot Wives.
Foot Wives, questions?
Kicker, man. You've never been tackled by the kicker on Monday.
Yeah, that was because I jinxed myself a little bit, but no, I just one of the ones that I wish I could have back, you know. But you know, everybody on the special team did a good job of trying to give me the record and stuff. So they worked hard out there. We just couldn't get it done. We had a lot of close chances, but you know, I'm glad that I'll be able to be a part of the, you know, the other 4 or 5 players that got the record, but you know, wish I could have got a chance to be ahead of them though.
We've seen the last couple of weeks, you know, when you're, like you said, you're not 100%, but as, you know, as healthy as a football player can be this late in the year, is there any frustrations of if you were that healthy, you know, for 4 years, what you could have done?
Oh yeah, that you know, that always run across my head, but you know, I'm thankful that even though I was hurt, I would be able to contribute to the team and at least go out there and get all I had, you know. So, you know, I thought about it, but, you know, I'm just thankful I would be able to play.
Just tell us about the emotions of walking off the field here this time, last time. You know, we don't have that emotion. You do. What was it like?
No, it just was sad, you know. Just gonna miss all the players here that was here throughout my 4 years, you know. Just gonna, whenever I get a chance to come back, just come back and just show my support to the program.
You know, Roy was asking earlier about just what you guys see of Sonny Dykes and where this program is headed. Do you think it's in the right hands and in good hands? And
yes, sir. It is in a good hand. You know, we got a lot of young players that coming up, they got like a lot of playing time this year, so everybody gonna have that experience under their belt, so they'll be able to next year just go out there and be able to play fast and make more plays.
I don't know how long it's been in the stand. I just noticed it today, but that about 10-foot tall, you know, thing of you. I don't know if it's a picture or a painting. I can't tell what it is, but it's huge. How long has it been out there? Have you seen it?
I saw it. This hasn't been like the first time it was out there. You know, I was. Somebody came and told me about it, and I was just shocked to see it, but I'm glad they came out there with it, though.
did it look good?
Yeah, it looked good. Yeah,
I heard perfect. Somebody say it was life size. Was it life size?
Yeah. Like a Dollar General fat hit.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was nice, though. I appreciate them doing that, though.
They gonna give it to you?
I don't know. I don't even know who it was, so I'm not sure.
What is it? I mean, you know, for being here 4 years and, you know, you're tied for the NCAA record, but you look up and see something like that, that someone would take, obviously, the time to do, you know, obviously made an impact on this program. I mean, what does that mean to you?
It's a real good feeling, you know. That was one of my goals, just to come in and just, like, make an impact on the team and in the community and just all the students just to evolve around and just come out here and support us, so. No, I'm glad I was able to come out there and do that over the short years.
What about your future? What's next for Phil Watts?
No, just trying to work out, I hope I get a shot at the next level of playing somewhere else. So just hope I just continue playing football somewhere else.
Were you at all surprised that the water kicked off to you consistently today?
No, I wasn't surprised because like I said, over the past 3 years, they could kick the ball to me a lot. So I was going in. I knew they was going to go out there and give me a chance to break the record, though.
If you were the kicker, would you kick Philip Lyons?
Nah.
You would kick
him? Nah, I wouldn't. Nah, I wouldn't, you know. But I'm just glad they gave me the opportunity, you know. So.
That last one was obviously your longest, but you were close to breaking a few. Was that was there another one in there that you were maybe just, you know, one shoelace away from breaking it tonight?
I wish I'd that punt return I had, you know, that was one. It had a lot of holes everywhere, you know. It just, somebody came from the onside and I ain't seen him and tripped me up, so. You know, if I'd have got past that one, I think it would have been a big return there, so.
Now, what were chair on stand stuff to be too.
Yeah, you know, you can't, like, you know, return the ball, like, you never know what I'm going to run to. You know, we call returns, sideline returns, I'll run to another place. I just run to the open spot, so, you know, I don't fault him for that.
Anything else? All right.